Elizabeth Elliot says, "There's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and Shadow of the Almighty, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you for the last time on the subject of contentment. I've had an amazing letter from a girl overseas who tells me this: "When I first found your book, Passion and Purity, it captivated my whole attention. I wanted to know how a young woman could respond to the agony of youth and unfulfilled longings. Through reading Passion and Purity and later Loneliness, I realized you were telling the truth, and that is exactly what I need to hear and keep in mind and practice and live on it. Sometimes I don't understand why I suffer from this soul-destroying loneliness. Why should I? Why me? Everybody's happy out there, and it's not fair. My rebellious heart was crying out in me. The loneliness, it seemed to me, an incurable disease, and I hated it and couldn't accept it. Oft times I pleaded God either to remove this awful thing or kill me. I really meant it. Kill me in a peaceful way. Even going to heaven didn't sound good to me because I thought I would be lonely in heaven as I was on earth. I finally realized, after years of spiritual battle, that the Lord was caring about me and teaching me patiently something beautiful in the midst of a seemingly unbearable situation. As you said somewhere in your book, He didn't take away my appetite. Instead, He showed me what I have to pursue, in whom I have to trust, and what is the most important thing in my life. He was patiently and kindly telling me in every page of your books. It was a great discovery that all things, the good and the bad and whatever we have, can be offerings to God. I've come to firmly believe that Christ is my Lord and Savior, and He is in control. Through years of hard experience, He has made my heart humble. Thanksgiving and praise has become a way of my everyday life. Without it, life is meaningless, like a beacon without light. Sometimes it's very difficult, but I try over and over again. It makes today easier than yesterday in giving thanks and praise in all circumstances. A solid faith in our Heavenly Father was set in my heart, and a lot of tension gradually disappeared because I trust in the Lord. What a marvelous experience it was. I didn't have the slightest idea that it could be this way. I strongly believe that God gave me His guidance through your books, especially Loneliness and Passion and Purity were tremendously helpful. And then she goes on to talk about some of the other books that I've written and even to add an order for 4 more of them. This woman is in the Orient, and I just thought, isn't it amazing that my books would reach her there? I don't know how she came across them. And that she has found contentment in acceptance of the will of God, in her own singleness, in that loneliness which seemed to her like a disease. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, we find a wonderful prayer that I often pray for people. May God Himself, the God of peace, make you holy in every part and keep you sound in spirit, soul, and body without fault when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. He who calls you is to be trusted. He will do it." Isn't that marvelous, those last few words? He who calls you is to be trusted. He will do it. He will make you holy in every part. And when I read a letter like that from that girl, or hear from a man such as I described yesterday, who who lies in a hospital bed, seriously injured, I think of the process of being made holy and the willingness to be shaped into the image of Christ. It is the secret of contentment. Sanctified holy means to be wholly His, wholly at rest in His will, all care cast upon Him. Do you know that little poem, "It is His will that I should cast my cares on Him each day. He also tells me not to cast my confidence away, but oh, how foolishly I act. If taken unaware, I cast away my confidence and carry all my care." Somebody sent me a clipping about a woman named Margareta Fowler. This is what it says. Her face lights up, her eyes glow as she quotes from her Bible and makes her pitch for Christ. The ravages of severe arthritis in her lower back, a severe hearing impairment, and the infirmities of age have combined to slow Margareta Fowler. But they haven't stopped her, not by a long shot. The 93-year-old widow, who carries the cross of her physical incapacity, is still able to attend services at two churches each Sunday. And that's not all. The retired lady who has lived at the such-and-such complex for 24 years teaches two weekly Bible classes, a Sunday school class for older folks at Fairhaven, and another session at her apartment complex. Thursdays find her stationed by her telephone as a telechild counselor for the Child Evangelism Fellowship. If children call from anywhere in the area and want to talk about God or things of a spiritual nature, she is there to field their questions. On some Fridays, she and her daughter, Sue Jacox of Kettering, attend a hymn sing and Bible study at the Prime Time Center, an adult daycare center. Fowler also rides a stationary bicycle and does exercises with a group of residents at her apartment building. "She just keeps cranking on in spite of her difficulty, and we are thankful for that," Jacox said of her mother. "She is very independent, a spunky person, and I don't know all that has contributed to that, and maybe nobody else does." Well, it's no mystery to Fowler. "By the grace of God," she says, "I am what I am. And He gives me the power to do what I do. I love Him. He's so real to me, I get emotional." Despite her arthritis, she must use a walker to get around. Fowler said she is free from pain. "People don't believe that," she said. "Other physical problems of a personal nature can cause her distress by the yard," she added. "But that's all right. I've asked the Lord to heal me or let me live as I am, as long as I can teach, as long as He can use me. I'm thankful for life, even in this condition." Strange as it may seem, when people ask me, "How are you, Margareta?" Well, I'm fine. I am. I live a life of peace because I know any incapacity that I have, God permits it. Because He works all things together for our good, if you love Him, if you trust Him. "Only if you trust Him," she said, laughing. What do I need to say more about the secret of contentment? Doesn't it sound to you as though that Oriental girl has discovered it? Doesn't it sound to you as though the 93-year-old Margareta Fowler has discovered it? God is in the process of making each one of us holy. And He wants to make us holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, His. So every little area of weakness has to receive His strength. Every secret reservation that we may be withholding from God, that little place that you really don't want God to see or to know about, has to be laid open before Him. Every refusal of the cross is a step backwards, isn't it, rather than toward the image of Christ. My prayer for you is that God Himself, the God of peace, may make you holy in every part. Contentment is peace. What is the source of peace? Some people would think of peace primarily as the absence of war. It's only the God of peace who can give us that peace. And He offers to us a peace that the world can never give. But we have to trust Him, as Margaretta Fowler said. We have to surrender our longings, our unfulfilled desires to Him, as my Oriental friend said. And in the words of this poem, it is His will that I should cast my cares on Him each day. He also tells me not to cast my confidence away. But oh, how foolishly I act if taken unaware. I cast away my confidence and carry all my care. The secret of contentment is casting all your care upon Him and placing all your confidence in Him. I hope that during these talks, some of you will have had your eyes open to the fact that discontent characterizes your life, complaining, lack of thanksgiving, and consequently, you really couldn't describe yourself as a person at peace. I trust that God Himself, the God of peace, will make you holy in every part, keep you sound in spirit, soul, and body without fault when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. He who calls you is to be trusted. He will do it.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.